Blog Talk Radio.
If I had the pleasure of bringing out Christ, this is just how I would do it. It ain't got to be the way you do it. You might not think it's just right, but this is how I would do it. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor to introduce a man who needs no introduction. His credits are too long to list. He has done the impossible time after time. He hails out of a manger in Bethlehem, Jerusalem, by way of heaven. His mother is still headlining in the Catholic Church today. His daddy is the author of a book that has been on the bestseller list since the beginning of time. He holds the record for the world's greatest fish fry. He fed 5,000 hungry souls with 2 fish, 5 loaves of bread. He can walk on water, turn water into wine, no special effects, no camera tricks. He has a headshot on every church fan across the country. Even before the kings of comedy, he was hailed the king of all kings, ruler of the universe, Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end, the bright and the morning star. Some say he's the rose of Sharon, and some say he's the Prince of Peace. Get up on your feet, put your hands together, and show your love for the second coming of the one and only. God has been good.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Radio. Welcome to Your 66, and I am your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. I'd like to thank all our listeners, as always. I'd like to thank all our supporters, and most of all, I'd like to thank the Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ. Without Him, I don't know where I would be, but I know I would not be the man that I am today. So because You gave Your Son, I give my life to You, Lord, to do as You please with on a daily basis. Amen. I say that to say that, you know, a lot of times we say things and God hears us and God will test us and send us through trials to make sure that we know that what we're saying, He's going to hold us accountable for. God wants to use each and every one of us. Each and every one of us has a purpose. Each and every one of us has a date that we come in this world, and we have an expiration date, the date we go out. But what will we do for the Lord in between that time? From the time we are born as natural men and women and children, what will we do for the Lord from that time until He come a calling? You know, it's just something to think about. You know, just the last couple of days, well, yesterday, the woman of God told me today that early this morning in her sleep around 3 o'clock in the morning, she heard the Lord tell her that yesterday He shook the world. He shocked the world. And everybody's in awe over the death of this one man and his family and other people that was riding with them in the helicopter. And our prayers go out to their families. And I'm hoping they're lined up with the Lord, and I hope they know the Lord as their Lord and Savior. I truly do. Amen. And it's all throughout the world, everybody's in awe. How could that be? I can't believe it. But you got to understand something. God will do whatever He has to do to get our attention. And I'm not saying that God took them, but I'm just believing the woman of God when she said that the Lord said yesterday, I shocked the world. Because nobody was expecting that to happen the way it happened. And God is continuously trying to get our attention. If you know God is pulling on you, nudging on you, calling you to do something, I don't care from the littlest to the biggest thing, please hear the Lord and be obedient. Amen. Glory to God. Once again, I just want to thank all our listeners and supporters. This has been such a beautiful day, because any day that the Lord wakes me up, I'm okay with it. Amen. No matter what trial or tribulation comes my way, because we always speak on a trial and tribulation, but we forget about the glory. We forget about the blood. We forget about our health and strength. We forget about that we can still laugh. We can still eat. You know, we can still have joy. We can still have peace. We forget that the Lord is still on our side, and that's something we got to start looking more positive than negative. We got to stop looking at the mountain in front of you and look at the person who created the mountain and gave you the power to move the mountain. Amen. Tonight I want to do a little something. Like I say, MCI Ministry Radio is a ministry. It's not just a radio show. It's not just a radio blog. It is ministry. Amen. I believe wherever the Holy Ghost is, my pulpit is. Amen. So in this studio on Monday night, this becomes my pulpit, and this becomes God's platform for me to do His work. Amen. And the one thing that I haven't allowed people to know, and when I'm sincerely saying this is a ministry, all ministries that I've ever been a part of and all ministries that I know that truly are built on the Word of God has a statement of faith. Amen. And because this is a ministry, I was really contemplating doing this, but I have to be sincere. Like I said, this is ministry, and I don't want no one to take it out of content that this is just a radio blog. We just come on Monday night, we just kick it, we just talk a few scriptures, and we just try to encourage you. Yeah, we do these things, but we got to remember, we got to have a foundation, and our foundation has to be on the Word. Amen. So before I go any further, Father God, I thank You. Father God, I adore You, I love You, and I praise You with my life, Father. Check me, Father, if there's anything that's not like me, evict it, destroy it, tear it apart to the deepest bit of its root, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. If I sinned against you on today, if I said anything that was unpleasing to you, if I sinned against any mankind, I ask you to forgive me, Father. I ask you to forgive my family members. I ask you to forgive my friends. I even ask you to forgive my enemies for whatever they may have done. But Lord, what I always would want you to know, Father, please never let me go. Hold on to me. Pull me. Use me. Squeeze every inch and every ounce of whatever you put in me, squeeze it out of me to get the best out of me. I love you and I adore you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. I'm just overwhelmed on today. I'm not sad or overwhelmed with sadness. I'm overwhelmed because God still allows me to live. God still allows me to be a part of his great kingdom. He allows me to be a part of the building of his great kingdom. He allows me to be a part of his kings and queens. He allows me to be a part of everything that he's putting together for the sake of us, and I want to do my part. Amen. So like I said, today we're going to talk about a few of the statements of faith for MCI Ministry Radio. Amen. And I have scripture to back it. I do have scripture. I am not saying I made up some stuff that I'm going to say this is what we're going by. No, I have scripture because I trust and believe in everything God has. Amen. And the first thing I want to say is that we believe that there is one God eternally existing and three people, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That's where we're at here. This is where we're at in this ministry. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Yes, all three entities. Yes, they are one. Yes, we trust and believe. Amen. And I have a few scriptures we're going to go over. Amen. And please bear with me, but please write these scriptures down. If you want to apply them to your life, you might want to send them to somebody. You might want to go back over them. Amen. And the first scripture is the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6:4. Amen. It says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." Amen. If you don't have it, let's go to the book of Deuteronomy. I mean, I want to be this ministry radio. We teach, we preach, we cry, we uplift, we support. I'm putting some things together. After February, we'll be able to take phone calls. And please, if you call into the station, remember, this is like if you was in the church. Behave like if you was in church. Behave if you was in the presence of God. Behave if God was sitting right next to you. Amen. We're not to badger anyone. We're not calling in to talk about anyone, but we will pray for those who need prayer. We will pray for you. We will minister with you and allow the Holy Ghost to have its way. Amen. But I just want to put these things out there because I want us to all to be on the same page. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Chapter 6, and it said at verse 4, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one God." Amen. One God. It's not 20 gods. It's not the fat God today. Tomorrow he the God of sunshine. Tomorrow he's the God of the flowers. Tomorrow he's the God of the rain. No, he's the Alpha and Omega, the creator of all things, the great I am. When I am means he is everything. Everything that's good is God. Everything that we breathe is good. When the rain falls, okay, he's allowing it to fall. When the sun shines, he's only allowing the sun to shine. When we take our next breath, it's because God is allowing us to breathe. Amen. One God. We serve one God. We don't serve idols. We don't serve tarot cards. We ain't serving Buddha. We ain't serving Jah. We ain't. We're not. One God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Our next scripture will be coming from the 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 4. "So then, about eating food sacrificed to idols, we know that an idol is nothing at all in the world, and there is no God but one." No God but one. This ministry serves one God. We're not falling for the banana in the tailpipe. We're not falling for if you sacrifice this God, if I sacrifice a lamb over here, God is going to do this. Whatever the word of God says, that's what we're going to be doing, and that's what we're trusting and believing. Amen. Because we have to have some kind of foundation to go on. We have to say, this is how we worship. This is how we fellowship. This is who we trust and believe in. Amen. If you have your Bibles, please go get these scriptures. Psalms 90, verse 2. From everlasting to everlasting, what? You are God. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God. From the time I get up in the morning to the time you allow me to close my eyes at night and everything in between, you are God. In my good times, my bad times, you are God. When I'm crying, when I'm lonely, when I'm hurting, you are God. When I'm down, when I feel like I need love, you fix my crown, Lord. You come and restore. Like God brings me the real love and joy I need, not taking away nothing from family members, husbands, and wives, because that's a natural love that it's still limited. Because even the love that my wife gives me, oh, there's a love and joy that when God comes in, she see me blushing. It's not taking nothing away from the love that she has, because the love she has for me is what God gave her. But what God has for me is a little something else to get me just a little further. You know, you need that extra push. You need that extra joy in your life. And we got to get back to going to God for joy, y'all. We got to stop sitting around talking about, oh, why the enemy got me doing this? Why, Lord, it's taking too long? The guy, listen, I don't care how long he takes. Pursue him for the joy. Pursue him for everlasting peace. Pursue him for wisdom. Pursue him for understanding. Pursue him for truth. Continue to seek that blood. Continue to just call on his name. Continue to worship. Fall on your face, cry, snot, whatever you have to do, continue to seek him. I watch how things change. We done forgot how we used to worship and fellowship and cry out for God. We done stopped doing that. We just give him a little simple, oh, Father God, please hear my prayer. You know what I need on today. Please come by and help me. No, you got to get back to crying and hollering and be sincere. That thing got to come from your gut. It got to come from your core. That spirit, that little thing that you got locked up, he need to hear that. He need to hear that genuine pain, that genuine loneliness. He need to hear that. See, we done forgot. We don't go with confession to God no more. You know, we done get to used to going in these little boxes telling the pastor or the chaplain or whoever's in that other room telling him your whole thing. He can't put you in heaven or hell. He can't save you. We got to get back to taking everything to God. We got to get back. So what? Okay, I fell today. Okay, I did some things bad. Lord, you already know anyway, so there's no use me trying to lie or hide it. Lord, fix me. Fix this situation in my life. I don't know why I behave like that today. I don't know what I allowed to push that. I don't know why I allowed them to push my button. But please, Lord, forgive me and show me how to not allow it to happen again. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 17 reads, now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. I done heard it so many times. We say it at the end of the service as we pray out. You know, we got to, listen, mean these things. God is holding us accountable for what we're saying to him. You say you love me, show me you love me. You say you cherish me, show me you cherish me. And the way you got to do that is love your neighbor, love your enemy. You know what I mean? It's easy to love somebody you're close to. Love on a stranger, help a stranger, lead a stranger to Christ. You know, sacrifice for a stranger. Can you go without and then help somebody who you have nothing? And you have more than enough in your closet, more than enough in your shoebox, more than enough in your cupboard, more than enough in your refrigerator, more than enough in your bank account. Can you just wrap some things up, put some things together, put it on somebody's door and walk away and never say nothing about it? Can you really love like Jesus loved? Can we really, really love like that? It's just a question I ask myself on a daily basis. Amen. Hallelujah. We are disciples, y'all. And God made us disciples over nations. Amen. Matthew 28:19. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We got to go first. We got to go first. Finally, make them disciples. Bring them in. Make them disciples. Teach them how to pray. Teach them the word of God. Teach them humility. Teach them how to love again. Teach them how to love themselves again. Teach them how to cry. Teach them how to be free with themselves. Teach them how to know that God loves them. We got to remind them that God loves you. He know you're going to fall short. He know that you're going to slip up. He know that you're going to mess up, but he loves you still. We got to teach them the scriptures. We got to break down. We got to get back to Bible study. We get to get back to Bible study. We want to have a quick fix Sunday morning, but what about the rest of the week? We need to be taught these things. We need to know Genesis in the front, Revelations in the back, and everything in between. Amen. And I'm not saying all this is going to happen overnight, but us as Christians and leaders have to set the example. We got to set days in the church now on Friday nights when everybody's partying and clubbing and the world is doing everything the world do. We got to open our doors for the strays. We got to come amongst each other in fellowship. Let them see that people still love the Lord even on the weekend. The weekend is not about partying. Every day is about praising God. Amen. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 13:14. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. The Bible says be with you all. I'm saying be with us all of us. The love of the Lord, the grace of God, the love of God, and his fellowship. I don't want to sell myself short. Nothing God has for me. My tests, my trials, my tribulations, my pain, my pleasures, my treasures, whatever he saved me for, I want to be able to say that I put myself in position with Christ to do everything that Christ assigned me to do. I did it humbly. I did it joyfully. And I did it without grudging. And I did it because I love the Lord and I love his people. And I'm thankful and grateful for what he's done for me through the people he put around me, through the angels that protect me on a daily basis, through his word that I read on a daily basis, through the prayers that I put up and petitions unto him. When he answers them back, he's showing me, son, I hear you. I know I ain't had to answer it yesterday because yesterday wasn't that important. Today is what you really, is when you really need what you've been asking. Don't listen. We got to stop putting time on God. Oh, he ain't do it by this week. I guess I got to go over it. Listen, that's a slap in the face. God does things on his time, not our time, because guess what? He knows the right time. He knows the minute, the second, the hour to be right where we're supposed to be, right where he's supposed to be for us. We have to allow God to be our way maker. We always say, you're my way maker. Well, if he's your way maker, get out the way of the way maker and let him make a way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Our second statement is, we believe that the Bible is God's written revelation to man and that it is verbally inspired, it is authorized, and without error in the original manuscript. I'm not one who goes in the word and try to find fault. You know, I talk to people, and sometimes you hear people say, well, the Bible say that Adam and Eve were the first people on the earth, and then Adam and Eve had kids. That means they were doing something. They had no business of where all the other kids come from. That's not my job. My job is to read the word. Let it go in me the way God wants it to go to me and be obedient to what the words say. I can't see where it say go in there and find fault in me. No, that's our problem. We listen, take it, eat it, listen, absorb it, and let it become your. You know, the one thing, you know, it's a lot of things, but one thing I love about God, and I'm so glad that the wife he gave me. You know, I used to always say, boy, I wonder what I would do if I had Janet Jackson or Halle Berry for my wife. I'd probably been dead. I'd probably been a manipulator. I'd probably have spent all their money. I'd probably have crashed up their cars. I'd probably have went through their bank account. I'd probably would have, I don't know what I would have did. But when God gives you a helpmate, and the one thing, it's not just one thing. It's a number of things, but one of the things that always stick out that the first lady always does for me, she reminds me of, honey, did you get something new from the word? Did you get a new scripture this week? Did you get new information? Because we're constantly going and going and going. We're not going to, God is not going to keep us in the same place continuously. You know, that one scripture, yeah, it's for a season or it's for a while, but we got to grow in Christ. The enemy's growing. We got to grow in Christ. How can I teach if I'm not willing to learn? If I'm not willing to be humble, sit back and listen. The first lady, she always come to me and she say, honey, you know, God was talking to me and God said this. And I always say to her, if was it God or was it you or was it something you was thinking? Because and now if you tell me well, it's God, then the revelation I'm getting from it is so on and so on. In other words, iron sharpens iron. When God puts someone in your life, be it a best friend, be it a husband, be it a wife, son, daughter, listen, learn to teach each other. Learn to get to know Christ together. It's something when two people hold hands, go into the throne of God together on the same accord, with the same passion, with the same worship, with the same vision, and the same dream. That means you, them, and God is on the same page because y'all went together ordained for that time, and you got to let God move on his time. But we got to get back to the old school way. You know, it's a time, yeah, we got new stuff going on, new praise teams, new singers, new worshipers. But we know for sure the old way worked. Look at the old saints. Some of them still here. They still patting their feet. They still humming. They still just walking up and down the street. I realize now that I believe that when I used to see them old folks walking up and down the street humming, they wasn't humming a song. They was talking to the Lord. They was just pacing up and down the community, talking to God, praying for the lost, praying for their children, praying for their grandchildren, praying for the neighbor. Oh, the neighbor need food, Lord. The husband need a job, Lord. Oh, the young man over there is strung out on drugs. This one ain't going to school. They humming. They had a relationship. They had a language just between them and God. You know, we those who speak in tongues have a language that nobody understands but them and God. And I believe that hum, when it's genuine like that, because their eyes is closed, they ain't paying no attention, they never tripped, they never fell, they never walked into a tree, they just walked up and down the street with their eyes closed, sat on the porch with their eyes closed, patting their feet, humming, no danger never came around them, no nothing distracted them, nothing came, because they was in tune with God, they was in a place with God, they was in the presence of God. We got to get back to getting in the presence of God for the sake of our families, for the sake of our friends, for the sake of our ministries, for the sake of our health, for the sake of our growth, for the sake of the lost. We are the ones that God has pulled from wherever he pulled you from, raised you up, poured into you, promised you, and kept his promises for a time such as this. We all see what's going on. We all see what's going wrong. But what are we going to do about it? In Jesus' name, not on our own, but in Jesus' name, amen. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 through 21 reads, above all, you must understand that no prophecy or scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation, for prophecy never had its origin in the will of man. But men spoke from God as they were what? Carried along by the Holy Spirit. And those of you that are prophets and prophecy, y'all know what that's like. You be standing somewhere talking and you're having a conversation, and all of a sudden something takes over you and you're speaking and talking and declaring and decreeing and letting the person know that God says this and God says do this, God says fix that, God says he's going to do this. And that's the Holy Ghost doing what the Holy Ghost does. It brings correction. It brings rebuke. See, let me say this right. Real prophets is not fearful of what comes behind what God tells them to say. Real prophets and prophetess say, thus saith the Lord, and keep it moving. They don't have to know in the audience. They don't need this. They come in, they say what God's saying, sit down. They come in, they come, they call, they go back out. That's why I respect the offices of the church. I respect the apostles. I respect the prophets. I respect the prophetess. I respect the deacons and the deaconess, because God uses all in different ways. But when he starts using you as a prophet and a prophecy and a prophetess, there's something I need to listen to when you're talking to me. See, I'm going to in tune with the Holy Ghost, because while the Holy Ghost is speaking, I'm receiving, thus saith the Lord, because it's not of God. My prayer is, Lord, everything that's not of you, I hope it falls to fertile ground. I hope they stop trying to be an imposter, because there's a lot of imposter. The Bible tells us they're going to come in Jesus' name, prophesying falsely. So we got to be careful. Your discernment should be right. Your relationship with God, you know God's voice. You know what you and God have been talking about. You know if it's of God. Wait a minute. That's way off base now. Why is you? Amen. Glory to God. But we got to be, you know, when we get Christians, we're not soft. We're not marshmallows. We're not wet cotton. Yeah, we can love and we can be meek as a dove and all that, but there's a roar in the line of Judah. Jesus proved that when he went to the temple. Hey, what? No, not in my Father's house, y'all not. He tore it up. But we get to the point now, well, you know, I'm going to go pray. No, devil, move. In Jesus' name, move. No, I will not lack. I will not lack. I will have more than enough. I am not weak. I am strong. I am not weak. I am strong. I am mighty in Christ Jesus. And you've got to do it with the authority of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. There's a heat in here that lets me know that the Holy Ghost is here. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is God breath, and is useful for what? Teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. Not badgering, not pointing a finger, not trying to belittle, not talking down to, but we do it in righteousness. Scripture is God's reading and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. Leaders, a lot of us came a long way. And without God, a lot of us wouldn't be where we are now. Some of us would be in a recluse mind. Some of us would be in prison. Some of us probably being dead. You know, we'd be in the prison yard or the graveyard. You know, or we'd just be walking around, just existing. God has delivered some of us from some mighty, mighty things. And God is entrusting us with so much, we just not going to out and do the work. There's a work that needs to be done. I don't know what happened to outreach. I don't know what happened. I remember, I always get this vision when I think about outreach. I always get this vision when I think about doing the work. When I was little, how the preacher used to come and knock on all the people's doors and, how's the family doing? Huh? Is everybody okay? Did mom broke get a job? How's Caledonia? How's the car? Is everybody all right? What the kids doing? Is everybody fed? Is that okay? Come on down to the church. You call up somebody down the church. By the time you get there, it's a bag of food. If not, it's a station wagon pulling up and it's dropping something off. Okay, your lights going off. We're going to make sure your lights get on. But the pastor was like the strongest influence in the neighborhood. He was like the mighty. He was like the savior. When there was a lack, the preacher came and fixed it. When there was pain and death and tears, the preacher came and prayed back peace. Prayed a covering over that house. Prayed help back into that house. Help back into that man. Help back into that young lady. Help back into that child. We will not come out our comfort zone and go knock on our next door neighbor to see if they're okay. And God can be banging in your heart telling you to go do it. But we done got comfortable in the big house, the big cars, the big titles. Them titles mean nothing to God. It's the work. It's the obedience. We got to get back to the obedience. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, I just thank you that I'm nothing without you. I know I am nothing without you. And I need you and I love you with every bit of my being. Amen. The disobedient generation had died in the wilderness in the book of Numbers, and the children now become adults. We're about to enter the land God had promised to Israel when they left Egypt. But before they did, God again gave them a law. God gives us a law when he's about to make a move. When he's about, okay, let's go to Deuteronomy, amen, chapter 5. We're going to go to verse 6, amen. Chapter 5, and we're going to go to verse 6. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to start at verse 6. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. And when I read that, I think of me. He brought me out of Egypt. I take that personal. He brought me out of Egypt. He brought me out of my own personal bondage. Not one. I had bondages. I had bondages. I had more than just one. I was bound to more than just one thing. I was bound to hell. I was bound to hell. Listen, people can say what they want, and I'm not. My life is an open book, but I'll be the first to tell you, I know that I was not living right. I know it's only by the grace of God that I am still alive. He took me. Look, I was all in my own personal prison in my mind as well as my body. He brung me out of Egypt. Now, he might have not brung you out of Egypt. You might have been saved all your life. You might be a silver spoon Christian. You might have never did nothing wrong, which I don't believe that, but I'm just saying that because some people just ain't never did nothing. Some people ain't, you know, they think they little sin is better than my big sin. But the Bible says sin is sin. But we're just going to get over that because I have to tell you that I know without a shadow of a doubt that God is the greatest thing in this earth, because he is the great I am. He is the great I am. He is the Alpha and Omega. He is everything good. He is, listen, he's the best father you can have, the best lover you can have, the best mother, the best enforcer, the best protector. He is mighty if we allow him to be. He is mighty. Thou shalt have none other gods before me. Thou shalt not make thee any graven images. And I'm getting to the point to believe when we start buying these patent leather sneakers and we shining them up and we putting them up on these little things in our basement and we walk by them every 5 minutes and we polish it down, we look at it, and we spend more time with this shoe, with this purse, with this whatever it may be, anything that takes the place of God becomes your God, my God. Amen? And we got to remember, thou shalt not make thee any images or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the waters beneath the earth. He's making it plain. We have no excuses. God is making everything to us plain. It's in here. It's in the Bible. It's in the best cookbook. This is a cookbook to me. I'm going to get dessert. I can go get an entree. I can go get a four-course meal. I can go get a snack. And guess what? It's never shut. It's open 24 hours a day. And as a matter of fact, it draws you. It calls you if you allow it to. It is not a decoration piece to put up on your mantelpiece and just let it collect dust. It is not just to pull out when people coming over and you want them to know you saved and put the Bible on a certain page. It is not for decoration. You, the Bible, you had this Bible 6 years, don't even have a scratch on it. None of the pages are marked. None of the pages is ripped out. You only pull it out when company's coming over or when the deacon coming over or when the deacon is coming over. This thing is so, this is a spiritual almanac. Ain't nothing in it that can't help us. Whew, thank you, Lord. I don't mean to sound loud and abrupt, but I just think that we got to remember and get back to remembering that God is good, y'all. God is good. And I'm using these scriptures for the statement of faith with this MCI Ministry Radio. This is not just a blog. This is ministry. And I go before God. And that's not a boastful statement, because I don't want to say or do anything to God's people that God has not put me in position to do. I don't want to be punished. I don't want to be, you know you was wrong. So no, I want to do it the right way. Souls are connected to this. Amen. Hallelujah. So listen, I love you, and I know you love me with the love of the Lord. Some of us don't know each other, and I know you might not know me, but we got to understand that God is good, y'all. We got to get back to praising him. We got to get back to loving on him. We just got to get back close to him. You know, sometimes we fall short. Sometimes we fall off. Sometimes we just throw in the flag. You don't always throw it in, but you know you ain't living the way that we supposed to live. Come on, we need to get together and fellowship one with another. Start sharpening each other's iron. Start being with each other. Start praying for each other. Start having fellowships again together and ask God, how can we become one big, powerful entity for him? Amen. This is still about somebody else. It is not about us. Amen. This is still about him. I'll be back.
Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight? Spirit of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Spirit of the Lord is here. Oh, Spirit of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, that to me is that inspiration that I need, like, throughout the day. You know, we got the scripture, but you got that, you know, you got your praise song. When you got that one that you know that you can play and it doesn't make you lose your mind for Jesus, do you know all those things that was beating you down and burying you down seem to free itself away from you? Because it's not just the song. The words of the song is saying it lets you know if Lord is going to break it down. I can feel the presence of the Lord right now. So if you can feel the presence of the Lord right now, you can ask of anything right now. He's right there with you. He's right there for you. See, you ain't going to feel the presence of the Lord if he ain't there. Now, you know, I don't know how that goes about, but if he ain't there, you ain't feeling him. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. MCI Ministry Radio. Like I said, we're having a lot of things. On February 1st, 2020, Pastor Roxy Corbin is having a Authentic You, and it will be hosted by our very own First Lady Apostle Carolyn McNeil and Global Ministries. Amen. It will be Pastor Roxy Corbin, and the host will be our very own Apostle Carolyn McNeil. Amen. We're also having our Friends and Family Day. Amen. Please, it's friends and family, y'all. Please come out and fellowship with us February 23rd. Minister Jabbar Holman, my son-in-law, amen, wonderful man of God. It's family day. It's friends and family. You know, even a person you know, you call a friend and you say, you know, really, my friend, I just bring them to. Bring them people that you really don't even want to be around. And watch how God put us together. We gotta stop all the little pettiness. That's the stuff we did in the world. We kingdom bound. Come on, we got to love on the people like Jesus loved on us, like Jesus still love on us. Amen. So come on out and fellowship with us. Amen. Glory to God. Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursday. I think it's Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday morning. Apostle Carla McNeil and myself, we have morning glory prayer at the church at 1406 Forest Avenue, Unit D in Dover, Delaware. If you want to come by, all is welcome. We have contact numbers. We will be giving them out before the show ends tonight. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And I just found this out today. Amen. Glory to God. Please, everybody, if you can hear me, if you know me, or if you know somebody, listen, please come out on February 29th and March 1st. We'll be celebrating my fourth year of pastoral anniversary, and we got mighty, mighty men of God. Listen, I know personally, listen, I can go back to some of the sermons Bishop Butler taught, and they ring, because that's the word, that when the word is real, it stays in your spirit. I'll never forget, listen, I just know, amen. We're going to have Bishop Thurman Butler from Undisputed Truth Ministries on March 1st, 4 p.m. Please come out. Mighty man of God. When I say, listen, he knows Jesus and Jesus knows him and Jesus is in him. Oh, yes, oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Apostle Bruce C. Lester of Voice of Hope Delivery Church. He will be there, of Deliverance Church. He will be there February 29th at 4 p.m. Amen. Please come out. We are 1406 Forest Avenue, Unit D, Delaware, Dover, Delaware. Amen. We'll give contact number 302-883-9799. All are welcome. Come out. Fellowship with us. Come on out. Let us praise God together, worship God together, get breakthroughs together, cry together, shout together. It's about celebrating Jesus. Amen. And all the goodness that he has done for us. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. With that being said, let's get back to our assignment for this evening. This is your Fix It Six, and I am your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. Amen. I'm right now in the book of Timothy, 2 Timothy. I just want to go through a little something I was reading in verse 16 and 17, where it says, all scriptures is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Amen. And when I was reading this, I got this note, because I write stuff down. No other document has affected world history more significantly than the Bible. And nothing is more important to your faith development than this book. These pages contain all God has chosen to reveal to humanity about Jesus and the plan of salvation. Because the Bible is fully inspired, you and I can trust it without question and accept its guidelines without wavering. In order to underline the absolute reliability of the Bible, the Apostle Paul said, all scriptures is given by inspiration of God. Every part of the Bible is dependable because God supervised the human authors who, using their own personalities, recorded without error his revelation to man. Because the scriptures are inspired by God, they partake of God's nature. Therefore, in the original manuscript, the Bible is flawless. Amen. Glory to God. We just got fed. I hope you put that on your plate. I hope you ate that up. I hope you put some up for dessert. I just really hope you just got that. Amen. This book, it just told me how important this book is to my lifestyle. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to go to the book of Revelations, chapter 22, verse 18 through 19, where it says, I warn everyone who hears the word of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds anything to them, God will add to him the plagues described in this book. And if anyone takes words away from this book of prophecy, God will take away from him his share in the tree of life and in the holy city, which are described in this book. And when I read that, I was like, wow. So how do I know what's in it unless I'm not going in and get it? It's in there for us, y'all. Come on, let's give God some praise up in here. Listen. He is feeding us today. As we just listen, I'm just in a thankful mood. I just want to thank God. Glory to God. Nobody's going to thank him with me. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you because I just feel like, well, thank you. I love you. I need you. I praise you. And you're all I need if I say nothing else. Amen. Glory to God. This is beautiful. This is beautiful. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wow. This has been good for me today. Amen. Amen. I'm going to do another scripture, amen, and then we're going to just have a little conversation, real smooth like, amen, glory to God. And when I say smooth like, it's almost like what I'm saying is like we're going to do it with love. We're going to do it with compassion for each other. We're going to fellowship one with another. We're going to pray for our brothers and our sisters on this evening. We're going to love on each other, amen. Write this scripture down, the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 17 and 18, amen. And then we're going to just go into a little fellowship, amen, before our hour closes, amen. And we're going to start getting to a lot of things. And one of the things that I really want to start doing is the altar call, amen, glory to God. I'm trying to put some things together, maybe for extra 15 minutes or whatever time it may take. But I just been feeling that the altar call is needed, even though we're over the radio. The book of Romans will explain to us all we really have to do to be saved. Amen. And that's what I want to start doing. So bear with me so I can put it together. I can ask God how to do it. And I want to be obedient and do it the way God said, do it. Amen. And it's plain and simple. I know it's plain. And I know God is in this because, you know, that's part of the Great Commission, going to get those that are still lost. Amen. So I want to be honorable unto God. I really do. So I just want to thank everybody for tonight. As I read this scripture, we just want to mellow out and fellowship with everybody. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. I love you, Jesus. And I know you love me too. I know you love us all. And I know we want to love you back. We got to get back into loving God. We got to get back into loving God. We got to get back into loving God, giving our all back into Him, thinking about where He brought us from, thinking about what He do for us on a daily basis. Whew, let's think about what He's done for you already. Come on, come on. God is worthy of us taking time out praising Him. He is worthy of us taking time out. Amen? I know He is. I know He is. Praise God. Hallelujah. Matthew 5:17-18. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. I tell you the truth. Until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen, will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. Until everything is accomplished. Until everything, the least stroke of a pen, will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. Hallelujah. We're going to start adding the book of Romans chapter 10, 9 through 10 into our format every week, starting next week. Amen. I just need time to put some things together. We'll be adding that prayer of salvation. We'll be adding some time for prayer requests. We'll be adding time for fellowship, such as a time such as this. The one thing about allowing God to lead in the presence of God being here is a humility that comes on you when you feel God's love for His people. When you start feeling the love for other people that you don't know, you've never met, and some of them that you do know, and family members, neighbors, people that you work with. There's people around us every day that we know do not know the Lord. And we have to start stepping to them with the love of the Lord and tell them about the goodness of the Lord. That is part of the Great Commission. That's the Bible. He called us. He raised us up. He's teaching us and putting us together every day to do work for Him, to help those who don't know Him, to even suffer for somebody else. That's where our trials and tribulations come from. That's the suffering we got to go through for somebody else. That's why I went to prison. That's probably why I was a dope fiend. That's why I was a liar. So when I minister to somebody and I tell them my testimony, and, well, you don't know nothing about it. Yes, I do. See, I'm in position to say, yes, I do. And then I'm also in position to say, well, God delivered me. God brought me out. God showed me the way, and He's still showing me. He even led me to you to tell you that He loves you enough to do the same for you. So don't be ashamed of what you went through. Let that be the thing to be somebody else's breakthrough. Hallelujah. God is real, and I believe with every part of my being that when we come together, one to another, there's nothing the kingdom of God can't do. We're built on His word. We're built on His Son's blood. God's chosen, and He loves us. He's waiting on us. He will empower us. We don't have to worry about lack. We don't have to worry about what to say. We don't have to worry about what to wear, and we don't have to worry about where to be. We just got to listen and be obedient and do thus saith the Lord. He'll meet us there. He'll empower us. He'll impact us. He'll give us what to say. Ask Moses. He'll give us what to say. Ask the disciples. We got to get back to prayer. Praying for one another. I don't want nothing. Lord, show me who to pray for. Lord, show me how to pray for their soul. Lord, show me how to pray for their health. Show me how to pray for their mind. Show me how to pray to get them closer to you. Use me to be an intercessor for somebody else. Teach me to intercede. Give me an intercession anointing. So we won't ask for that because it's too much like work. It's too much doing something for somebody else. Amen. Glory to God. I want to thank all our listeners.
I'm going to thank you for the support on a weekly basis. And I'm going to say a prayer for you on a daily basis. When I pray for all our listeners. I pray that our ministry station stays on. I pray that every need be met in our household, your household, your friend's household, your family household. Father God, I just come to you right now saying thank you. I just want to thank you for the prayers that went up. I want to thank you for the prayers that somebody is praying for me to keep me sane and keep my mind set on the things of you. I want to be put in a position, Lord, to pray for somebody else, to reach out to the Holy One, to reach out into your prayers, that place where I can touch you and come in your presence and request something for somebody else. Anything that's in me that's selfish, remove it. Anything that's not like you, remove it. Use me in a new way. Make me a new alpha. Make me a new alpha man. Make me a new man in Christ. Shake me up, Lord, and have your way in my life. Give your people traveling mercies tonight, Father. Give them peace of mind. Give them joy. Give them laughter. Give them understanding. Give them wisdom. Let your proverbs come to life in their households and in their hearts, God. Bless the children, Father, not only in America, but all across the world. Bless those that are grieving. Bless those that are lost. Bless those that are hungry. Bless those that are confused. Send your angels their way tonight, God. And let's start shaking this place up for the building of the kingdom of God. Let's start shaking these rocks. Let's start getting up under the rock and take everything that's under the rock, every bad seed, everything that man said was nothing. Lord, we want to present them to you to show the world that everything that man said is bad, you're going to use for good. Renew our minds and put it back on you, God. Strengthen us where we are weak, God. Cover us in your son's blood continuously, God. Teach us how to pray, God. Teach us how to worship you the way you want to be worshipped. Teach us how to love each other, our neighbors, our husbands, our wives, our children. Teach us how to do it in a godly fashion, in a godly manner. And do it sincerely. Let us continue to seek you on a daily basis. I love you. I praise you. And bless us all. In Jesus' name. This has been your Fix It Six. And I have been your host, Pastor Keeping the Real McNeil. Wish everyone a blessed evening. God bless you. Thank you for being here. Until next time, we come together in Jesus' name. I say